How shouldn't the administration of the Spirit come with glory? From now on, he confidently praises the elements of the new covenant as undeniable. And notice what he does. He contrasts stone with heart and letter with spirit. Then, after indicating the outcomes of each, he doesn't record the results of each one. But after describing the result of the latter, such as death and condemnation, he doesn't mention that of the Spirit, which is life and righteousness, but the Spirit itself, which amplifies the argument. For the new covenant not only provided life, but also the Spirit which gives the life, a far greater thing than life itself. That's why he said, the administration of the Spirit. Then he again returns to the same idea, saying,